This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Really going to talk through 10 to 15 things we're watching in the markets currently. First, this morning, futures point up this morning, and that's after a relatively negative day in the markets. Yes, not brutal, but not a good day in the markets. Second, the S&P fell 1.1% yesterday. It's now down about 14% year to date. You know, when you have one of your core parts of your portfolio in the S&P 500, that doesn't index, that doesn't feel very good, but it is what it is. Second, the NASDAQ fell 0.7% yesterday. It's now down nearly 24% year to date. As regards to tech in the NASDAQ, it's a Wall Street Journal article, tech's dominant decade in market fades. And I don't think that's permanent. I think that's short term. In the long run, tech and light bricks and mortar, light labor seems to be where the world's going. And I think that'll continue to be the investment thesis, even if tech's having a down year. Fourth, the Dow fell 0.8% yesterday. Again, some of the value-driven stocks in the Dow are doing better than the S&P and the NASDAQ, so that's not look so bad. Fifth, the Fed looks to raise the Fed funds rate again next week at its June 14th to 15th meetings. Treasury yields will likely rise after the Fed raises its rates next week. Sixth, new mortgage applications fell to the lowest level in 22 years. That just is insane, as higher rates slow the amount of home sales, slow the amount of borrowing. However, home prices are at all-time highs. Still, they've really continued to go up. Seventh, this Friday, the CPI is released. The Consumer Price Index is released for May. The markets are watching it closely for signs of inflation abating at all or not. It's hard to see inflation abating with oil prices so high. The worse an inflation is, the more aggressive the Fed will act, and that will have a negative impact on the equity markets. Speaking of inflation, as we just noted, oil rose nearly $124 a barrel. I think everybody's getting some sticker shock as they go to the pump and see what it's costing to fill up. Eighth, over the last couple of years, people have talked about TINA. There's no alternative to equities. There's no alternative asset class. There's no alternative, essentially. Higher yields on treasury debt are starting to change that narrative. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal today, higher yields on treasury debt sweeten the appeal of the safer alternative stocks. And then we'll talk 9, 10, 11 about some of those treasury yields. The 10-year number 9 is up to about 3.02%. 10th, the 1-year is up to 2.23%. And the 2-year is at 2.78%. And these may not be high numbers by historic standards, but once you start getting to 3, 4% plus, this makes a difference to a family's income and ability to retire. If you have $1 million in retirement and it's generating $30,000 a year versus what it was generating, which is almost zero, it makes a difference as part of your retirement plan. When it's generating nothing, it's very hard for people to look at that and think that these are real alternatives to stocks. So you're starting to see treasuries go up enough that they become an alternative to investing in the stock market. 12th, due to higher gas and oil prices, Exxon stock has now reached an 8-year high. Nobody saw that coming a couple years ago. 13, Apple and Microsoft remain the two largest companies in the U.S. by market capitalization. Apple at $2.406 trillion, Microsoft at $2.038 trillion. Finally, Walmart and Amazon remain the two largest by revenues, with Walmart number one and Amazon number two. I'll note it's been a great month for our podcast. The Becker's Healthcare Podcast is ranked in the top 20. Of Apple's business news podcast. That's all business news podcasts, right up there with some great, great names. So thrilled to see that going well. A ton of people helping in that, from Jeremy Corv, Executive Podcast Solution, to Scott Jones, Jessica Cole, Laura Gerda, Ayla Ellison, Molly Gamble, Ishan Roy, Jeremy Corv, and a whole host of others. So thank you all for your help on that. Great results. And also glad to see the Becker Private Equity Podcast moving way up the charts again, too. Thank you very much for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you very much.